tell us more in just a moment. We'll also have ABC and local news next here on Max FM.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand women, men, infant, and children clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, and much more. Women owned and operated, Amber Lux Consignment Boutique is located at 121 5th Street in Baraboo. New items are added daily. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique of Baraboo.
Your experience is our top priority at Backroad Baraboo Motors, where you'll find a top-notch crew that gets the job done right, thorough advisors that explain it all, a free car wash with every visit, and a waiting room where you won't mind the wait. From routine service to major repairs, our certified team is here for you. Backroad Baraboo Motors, proudly servicing all makes and models, just off Highway 136 in Baraboo and online at baraboomotors.com.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
What do you think of when I say the blues? Turns out the Madison area is home to a longtime active group of blues music enthusiasts. Formed 30 years ago, the Madison Blues Society offers events and education for everyone. Here's Society President Steve Porter.
Blues Society is a vehicle for people to support local blues, both musical events, musical performers, just spreading the word on the blues to the younger generation, to the public in general.
Longtime Society member Sherry Davis explains why the blues means so much to her.
It moves me. It's real. It speaks to me. And I feel like it's a way I can express myself.
Learn more about the Madison Blues Society and check out some upcoming events at madisonbluessociety.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
We tend not to think about right now, but right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. When you give to the V Foundation, 100% of your donation goes directly to game-changing cancer research. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you. Donate at V.org, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Kate, the Princess of Wales has apologized for confusion caused by her editing of a family photo released by Kensington Palace over the weekend. It was the first picture released since her hospitalization in January and was intended to calm concern about her health. She now says she was the one who edited it. At the Oscars, Oppenheimer was the big winner with 7 Academy Awards, including Best Picture and Best Director for Christopher Nolan. Cillian Murphy and Robert Downey Jr. won acting awards for Oppenheimer. Emma Stone took home the Oscar for Best Actress, saying of her role as Bella Baxter in the movie Poor Things.
Getting to play her was really the greatest acting experience I've ever had. So I've already been missing her for a long time, but this is really a very beautiful honor.
Some thought Lily Gladstone would win for her role in Killers of the Flower Moon. Fasting has begun for Ramadan, including in Gaza, the Muslim holy month, arriving with ceasefire talks at a standstill and hunger worsening in the territory. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
The Rock County Sheriff's Office is now investigating after a child was found dead inside a Rock County home on Saturday. Deputies responded to the 5500 block of West Miles Road in the town of Fulton for a report of a missing 8-year-old. During the investigation, the officials said they found the child inside the residence. The sheriff's office said a person of interest is in custody and there is no threat to the public. It's been over 2 weeks since Elijah Vu was last seen and more than 9 months since James Yablonski went missing near Devil's Lake State Park. On Saturday evening, a gathering was held to honor both of the missing boys. Many of the attendees at Saturday's event were out searching the Baraboo area on Sunday. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by The Jeweler's Edge, a full-service jeweler since 2013. The Jeweler's Edge, 416 Oak Street, downtown Baraboo.
Max FM, Gem City Weather. We have a couple of really nice days coming up here today. Mostly sunny, our high 66 this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 45. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 70. We do have a chance of scattered showers by Thursday. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. Their number, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 38. 99.7.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry, be happy. The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry, be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy. Don't worry, be happy. I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy.
Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style, ain't got no gal to make you smile. But don't worry, be happy. Cause when you worry, your face will frown, and that will bring everybody down. So don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy.
Now there is this song I wrote. I hope you learned it note for note like good little children. Don't worry,
be happy. Listen to what I say. In your life, expect some trouble, but when you worry, you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Be happy now.
Don't worry,
be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, don't worry, don't do it. Be happy.
Put a smile on your face. Don't bring everybody down like this. don't worry. It will soon pass, whatever it is. Don't worry, be happy.
80s, 90s, and more.
Radio 99.7 Max FM.
Or Jenny, there is Tommy Two Tone. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 13 minutes after 8 now. And Finn, you know, I am a germaphobe. I am a professed one. I talk about it. Hand sanitizer everywhere I go. I use my wipes. I use the sanitizer. I use whatever I can. Washing my hands frequently. So this is something that I could totally get behind, quite honestly. Because most of us would probably rather not think about how many people touched our food in the process of preparing it at restaurants, right? Especially when you see workers going in and out of restrooms and things like that. It doesn't matter, with or without gloves, there's a lot of people involved in the making of the food. I'm going to assume that if you're buying the $1,800 soup in Chicago, it is only one human being who is actually going to touch my specially flown in flounder or whatever it happens to be and my gold flakes. I'm just saying. Now, according According to the CDC, food workers wash their hands only 33% of the time, meaning germs can spread from workers' hands to food, which can trigger an outbreak of foodborne illness in restaurants, including norovirus, salmonella, and E. coli. So this is something that could actually help. Heck, when I read it this morning, I want one in my own house. There's this new product called the Hand Scanner, which is described as a hand-washing lie detector. It looks like a mounted hand dryer, and all you have to do is place your hands under it after washing, palms up, then palms down, and within 2 seconds, this thing can identify any residual containment using light fluorescent spectroscopy with safe UV LED, non-UV LED lights. Now, it's not a brand new technology. A similar system is already used in healthcare facilities across the country, and the hand scanner itself is already being introduced to 10,000 restaurants worldwide, including some Taco Bell's and Arby's locations. Now, of course, customers don't see the hand scanner reports. That's probably a good thing if you're a little bit of a germaphobe like I am, Finn. It's mostly meant to alert workers when they need to rewash their hands. If containments are stuck, you know, in hard-to-clean areas, beneath the fingernails, around jewelry, around your knuckles, then those are areas that they can really concentrate on. The worker is then instructed to rewash and retest. The system can also rat you out to your boss if you ignore the results. It can be used with gloves, although gloves can be nastier than our bare hands because they're harder to clean, and that can lead to less hand washing, and they often give a false sense of security. Now, the CEO at one company, at the company that made the hand scanner, I should say, says that when someone says their hands are clean because they have gloves on, he says, all right, lick them. And they say, no, my gloves are disgusting, which tells you actually how our gloves. Yeah. So it's kind of interesting, though. And, you know, it does, I think, is something like this. Like I said, I would probably use something like this in my own home just because of how much of a germaphobe I actually am.
And but I guess, this is the perfect gift idea for
you, right? I know. Mounted on my wall. This is perfect. I'm sure it probably costs more than my husband likes to spend on my birthday. But, you know, when you're talking about healthcare facilities, because let's face it, when you go into a healthcare facility, how often do you walk out of there going, oh my gosh, I don't know what I just caught? Because they're sick people, right? They're sick people and they're all around you when you're sitting in the waiting room. When you're at a restaurant, I mean, and I know a lot of restaurants around here do an amazing job with cleanliness, but they're right. Fingernails, under the knuckles, around your jewelry, those are all things that, without even thinking about it, can hold a lot of bacteria and things that can pass into our food. So I think this is an awesome way to, you know, test out stuff and make sure everybody's clean. And I get it, not everybody's going to be loving this new new addition to a restaurant, but I think if you want to keep people healthy all the way around, not only the people coming in to eat, but also, you know, your staff, because let's face it, small spaces, people spread a lot of things. I think this is a great way to do that, but my personal opinion, because we all know that I love my hand sanitizer. So
you do.
It's you just know, like an accessory for me at this point.
And it's always inevitable. You always get one of those hackers, one of those people that, you know, they just are coughing and hacking and, you know, that's a little, especially if you're in a restaurant.
It's off-putting.
And it's the table behind you or whatever. Right. You always get some, it's like, what is going on? And why are you actually out eating in a restaurant?
Now, if they had a full body scan for all the buffets in the world, I would probably be more apt to use the buffet, quite honestly. Buffets are like my biggest nightmare in the world. They really, truly are. And I'm saying this before or after COVID, because I was not a fan of buffets before COVID, and then COVID hit, and now I'm kind of like, no, those are pretty disgusting. Everybody's grabbing the same ladle, everybody's grabbing the same spoon, people bend over, they cough, they're sneeze guards, let's face it, our little spittle chunks go everywhere, not just onto the sneeze guard. I mean, then you go into line to get your plate, and there's a bunch of people who are like, no, I don't want that plate, because apparently it matters. platters. So everybody's touching the plates and putting them back down. And then you put your hands, same grubby hands, into the same little container to pull out forks and spoons. And ugh.
You're kind of describing your nightmare, aren't you?
Oh, it truly is. Like, I will do a buffet, but it is pretty begrudgingly. It is pretty begrudgingly. And Corey just laughs at me the entire time we go in because he'll be like, quit judging. Quit judging. It's okay. It's okay. You know, and then they give me a tray to walk around on, and I have to touch a tray that, you know, hopefully it's been cleaned. And oh, I don't know. It's really, really awful. It really, really is awful for me. But there's some buffets that are delicious and amazing, and I love them, but it's very, very difficult for me. It's very difficult for me to enjoy them when I'm watching what's happening all around me.
Using a public restroom isn't exactly fun either. I mean, especially, I mean, if you're a germaphobe, you know, going into it, that's just, it's nightmare inducing, isn't it?
It's my worst nightmare. Yeah. It truly is. And then I go in and I'm always very cautious and I look around and, you know, and for the most part, I get it. Please, I totally understand how busy some of these places are. I totally get it. There cannot be somebody there monitoring the restroom every 12 seconds. I totally get it. But then it's kind of on us as the customers to take care of our space. And then I look around and I'm like, really, if this is what you do in a public restroom, what does your house look like? That's the first thing that comes to my mind. Like, seriously, do you not flush when you're at home? I mean, is that something that you just think that is a good thing to do? Because that happens, right? And it's disgusting. Why is there toilet paper all over the floor? Do you leave toilet paper all over the floor when you're at home? And for some people, the answer may be yes, we know this, but for a majority of us, it's no. So why would you treat a public restroom any different than you do your own restroom at home? That's what I don't understand, because that's, I think, the thing that bothers me the most. But, you know, public restrooms I can deal with, because when I'm done using the public restroom, so many of them now are touchless. I don't have to touch faucets in so many of them. I don't have to touch soap dispensers in a lot of them. I don't even have to touch paper towel dispensers in a lot of them. And thank goodness, a lot of them are also putting different ways to open the door, so you don't have to necessarily touch the handle after you have clean hands, whether it's
those
the foot
ones
thing.
I applaud.
Yes.
Because, you know, you go through the whole procedure. Right. By the way, those faucets in the restrooms, they never work. The automatic faucets where you're...
Or they only stay on for like 12 seconds.
Like 2 seconds, you know? It's like, what am I supposed to do with that, you know?
You just keep putting your hand under just to keep it running.
That's the worst part of it, right? You wash your hands, you wipe your hands, and then you go, and then there's the door. I always take another...
A paper towel.
Paper towel and just... Yep, use it to, you
I
know.
Do too. I do too. But there's the foot ones now. So a lot of restrooms have those. A lot of restrooms have ones. I don't know if you've ever seen it where you can literally put your forearm in it and then pull the door open. That's pretty handy as well. There's some restrooms now, as we all know, that they're set up so there's no door whatsoever. There's an entrance and that's what you have. You go in and out the same door, and obviously things are kind of set back. So you're not touching as much stuff. So I do appreciate the efforts that places are going to make sure that things are clean. But I really do question how people treat a restroom at a public place. It really truly is something that we talk about here at home. Because I'll be like, really? Is this something you would actually do to your own bathroom? I mean, maybe the answer
is
yes.
Maybe that's why they just feel like whatever, you know?
Right? Right?
I can do whatever. Yeah.
Somebody's got to clean up after you, though. Granted, it might not happen as much as we would like as customers, but they're busy. I understand that. So then that's kind of on us to make sure that the space stays relatively usable and not disgusting. And I get it. Sometimes, you know, you have leaky toilets and stuff. It happens. It happens in our own homes. I don't hold that against a place. What I do hold against a place is when it hasn't been cleaned up, or customers who continue to use the stall that is obviously having an issue. So it just keeps having an issue, and then it becomes an even grosser mess than it was before. That's what I have a problem with in restrooms. Now, I will say this, though. As much traveling as we've done the last few weeks and last couple of months, the one thing that has really come to stand out to me is that not all airports are created equal as far as their cleanliness and their bathroom tidiness. That is definitely definitely a standout to me because we went to a few airports where I was like, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen. I could just stay here. This is pretty amazing. Then we went into others and I was like, whoa, this is a whole gross thing happening right here. So airports are another place that you got to be a little bit on the lookout for, right? As much as they try to clean them up, I mean, you're talking millions of people going in and out a day, and millions of people who have to use the bathroom because they've just come off long flights or are about to get on a long flight. And really, I mean, I'll use a bathroom on an airplane, but is it fun? No, it's not fun.
It's not exactly the greatest
thing ever,
is it?
No, it's not cozy. It's pretty depressing, really, when you step in there, and it's not the best space ever. So I try to always use a bathroom before we get on a flight, but sometimes as much water as I drink, I just can't help myself. And who wants to hit turbulence while you're sitting there trying to do your thing? I mean, let's face it, because that happens on a plane as well. It's much steadier when your feet are on the ground. You're trying to use a toilet. Let's just put it like that.
And some places, they do phenomenal at keeping just these immaculate restrooms, you know? I mean, they do a great job with it, but then you kind of get lulled into that, and then you go somewhere else, and it's a complete disaster area.
Very much so. So I'm all for anything that, you know, scans and tells us how dirty things actually are.
Right.
And I think people would be surprised because, and I know I'd be surprised too. I wash my hands, I sanitize my hands all the time, but we touch things all day long. So we would be surprised at what's actually on our hands and where. And I think for a lot of people, it would be a little eye-opening to see how dirty the hands actually are without realizing it, just based on the things we do in a day, right? And it doesn't matter how many times you wipe down like a cart handle, you know, and you can disinfect it all you want. You're still going to pick up stuff. You're still going to pick up stuff all the time because it's how it works, right? If I could wrap myself in a bubble fin, that would be awesome.
The girl in the plastic
bubble.
That's
right. It's just me floating around all everywhere. Hey, we have some cute puppies and kitties we have to talk about here this morning. And so let's talk about our pets of the week over at the Sauk County Humane Society really quickly. So we're going to start with our cat of the week, who is Bounty. Bounty is a black and white male domestic short hair mix. Very sweet and affectionate little guy. He enjoys being entertained with wand toys. He also likes to play with toys as he bats them across the floor. Scratchers give him the opportunity to stretch and stretch. Oh, I'm totally with Bounty. I love a good stretch. He also loves nap time, or lap time, I should say, or nap time. Either way, it works. He loves being brushed, and of course, he loves lots of petting and lots of attention. He's just all around awesome. He would be a wonderful addition to any family. He will be neutered, microchipped, and up to date on vaccines before he goes home. Then we have our sweet little dog Munchkin. Look at that face. I love Munchkin. A 1.5-year-old Jack Russell Terrier and Terrier mix. He was surrendered when his family could no longer keep him. Now, true to those Terrier breeds, I have one. His nose is constantly on the ground looking for something, and he's very active. Munchkin is possibly looking for a quieter home, though. Sudden movements and noises tend to frighten him. He does pretty well on a leash walk, and he knows sit. I'm going to assume that on leash walks, if he's anything like my terrier, you probably stop a lot for many sniffs would be my guess. Just a guess. But Munchkin is affectionate, and once comfortable with you, he would enjoy lots of snuggles. He could share his home with the right dog. Cats are okay. Children need to be a little bit older because he does get a little frightened. 12 plus years so that they know to give him space when he needs it. He will be neutered, microchipped, and up to date on his vaccines before he goes home. Now, just a quick reminder, tick season is upon us. I'm pulling off ticks from Aspen almost every single day now that it's gotten warmer. Mosquito season also going to be upon us in the very near future. Curse those little critters. But you got to get your preventatives if you haven't put your dog on them yet for this year. Just make sure you take care of them. Visit your vet and find the right choice for your pet. And then, of course, they have several events coming up at the Sauk County Humane Society. Keep tabs on their Facebook page for all the places that you can help the shelter animals or maybe even meet some of the shelter animals. meals, or, you know, learn a few things for yourself with a little bit of a donation that goes to the Sauk County Humane Society. Again, all of those things are laid out specifically on their Facebook page. And right now they need a few donations, Finn. Bleach, fabric softener sheets, liquid laundry detergent, and Dawn. You can imagine when you're at pretty good full capacity, there's probably a lot of cleaning that happens with dogs, cats, and a whole lot of critters. I know the cleaning that just takes place at our house, so I can't imagine multiplying that by a few more, right?
There kudos wouldn't be enough, to them.
There wouldn't be enough bleach and Dawn in the world, quite honestly. Exactly. But if you can help them out, they would very much appreciate it. And remember, if you don't want to do the shopping yourself, but you want to, you know, get them some Dawn dish soap, you can have things delivered from Amazon right to their doorstep. Same thing goes for any pet supplies, or Chewy.com, also an option for those pet supplies to be delivered right to their door. SaukHumane.org if you want to check out Bounty, if you want to check out Munchkin, and of course, keep up to date on all the places that you can see or help Sauk County Humane Society over the next few weeks. They're going to be very active. There's a lot of places they're going to be. So if you want to maybe meet a shelter animal or help one out, you've got lots of opportunities coming up through the rest of the month of March. Now, taking a look at the forecast right now, I lost my piece of paper. I have so many things in front of me right now.
You're distracted here we go. By Munchkin.
I was. Look at that face. He's adorable. My goodness. Yes. Lots of sunshine today with a high near 66, partly cloudy down to 45 tonight. Tomorrow going to be beautiful once again. Lots of sun with a high near 70. Right now, it is 38.
Hi, I'm Craig with Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express. Help us support the local student athletes of the Baraboo School District by using our spirit pumps. Every time you use the specially marked spirit pumps, 2 cents from every gallon is donated to a Baraboo School activity, sport, or youth program. In the month of March, the spirit pumps will benefit Baraboo Area High School Baseball. Please support our local students by using the spirit pumps at Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express in Baraboo.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Shooting for peace of mind and protection, you're on target with Dez Tactical Arms in Baraboo. Our semi-private training is one of a kind in the industry. Keep up your skills by building muscle memory through repetition as you practice on the 10-lane shooting range. Ask about Dez's custom-made rifles, Wisconsin concealed carry classes, and more at DezTactical.com. That's DezTactical.com of Baraboo.
It's 8:31 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. Hopefully your Monday is treating you well. It's the police, and every little thing she does is magic on Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:36 right now. There's Sting still singing his heart out in the background, Finn. We love Sting. Yeah. He is.
He tends to do that.
Did you see that he just did his final concert, though? And it was a really big thing. Apparently, he's not going to be doing any in-person shows from here on out. Sting has said no more of that.
That's what people are saying.
Wow. And so he apparently did his last concert a couple of weeks ago. And so it was a really big thing for people that were there. Who knows? I mean, Elton John said that for years as well, right? He was done and then he just kept doing tour after tour. Exactly. So I learned something this morning while I was doing some reading. You know, we talked about Ryan Gosling doing I Am Ken at the Oscars last night and really bringing it. Of course, Slash was on stage with him, but so was Wolfgang Van Halen, interestingly enough. And so he was also on one of the guitars on stage while Ryan Gosling was, you know, dancing around with pictures of his own head being Ken. But anyway, interesting stuff. So yeah, they were really trying to make a moment there for Ryan Gosling and poor Ken.
You don't seem to be quite as sold on it as I was. You know?
It was campy. But of course, the whole movie was campy. So I guess there's that aspect of it as well. I just thought it was weird that they had to pull Slash out. And Corey looked at me and he's like, if your song really needs Slash to beef it up that bad at the Oscars, should it be nominated? And I was like, no, probably not. And I guess in the midst of all of it, I missed Wolfgang Van Halen on the stage because there was so much happening on the stage. Yeah.
I read that he was there, but I missed that part.
Yeah. Again, there were a lot of dancing Ken heads on the stage, so it was hard to tell what was happening in some instances. But that was the little tidbit of information in case you were watching last night and missed it like the rest of us did. Now, of course, we've talked a little bit about the time change today as well, and a lot of us are feeling a little groggy from that hour of sleep that we lost. But here's a fun reminder for everybody on a Monday. You're also not only going to be tired today, but you're more likely to die today thanks to the time change. Yeah, right? Thank you, American Heart Association, for this information as we go through our Monday. There's always an increase in the number of heart attacks in the first week after we spring forward every single year. In fact, a study that they did in Michigan found that there's a 24% increase on the first Monday after clock shift. And a separate study that was done in Finland found an 8% bump in the number of strokes in the first 2 days. They're now really sure why this happens, but researchers think it has to do with disrupting our body's internal clock, which is why I kind of above the camp. Doesn't Arizona and Indiana just leave their clocks alone? I'm pretty sure they're the only two states that do. I think the rest of us should go with that as well. But
can't we? I mean,
I don't know. Every year there's been a bill in Congress that they've tried and, you know, brought up and then they just never do anything with. Maybe that's because there's too many more pressing things, but maybe this is the one thing we could get. Maybe this is the first thing we could get Congress to agree on so that they can move forward with bigger things to, you know, I don't know. But I mean, for the sake of everybody, it'd be great if we could just leave the clocks alone. Springing forward can be deadly in other ways for a lot of people as well. For example, sleep deprived drivers have been linked to a 6% increase in fatal car crashes this time of year. So today might be a good time to slow down and just be a little bit more careful. In general, accidents are most likely to happen during morning commutes between the hours of 6 and 8 a.m. So just little reminders that people are a little groggy. It is a Monday. The weather's getting nicer, so we're doing more on the weekends. And so just got to be on your toes a little bit more to keep things safe today. But yeah, I don't know. No stress on a Monday, especially with those statistics about the heart. My goodness.
It's funny how an hour can make that much difference.
Right? It's crazy. But when you think about it, what it does do to us internally and with our, because my alarm was set to go off this morning at the same time it always does. But what did I do? No, I was awake before that, you know, kind of thing. So it kind of tells you how things progress. So
how long does it usually take you to kind of adapt?
Just a couple days. I'll be okay in a couple of days. I'll be fine. But I mean, probably by about Wednesday, I'll be better about about it. I won't be quite as whiny. I just got a text here from Angie, and she says that Indiana does change time, and everyone complains about it. So, well, yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat with them, but I don't love the time change. There's one state. I think we have one state that doesn't change time in this country, and I thought Indiana, maybe they had discussed it or something at one point, but isn't it Arizona? I think it's Arizona, but when you're always 190 degrees, I mean, do you really need to change your time? I mean, it's always hot in Arizona, so.
What difference does it make?
Just right? Exactly. Clocks.
Yeah.
Exactly. Whatever. It doesn't matter if you go an hour forward, an hour back, it's still probably going to be hot and light because that's Arizona weather, but I could be wrong on that too.
You have to be grateful because I know you, see, I don't need more light. I'm a vampire, so I don't need that. But I know you do, and a lot of people do like having the longer days.
I do appreciate it. But here's my thing. A week ago, it was still light around like 6:30, around 6:30, right? So I was okay with that, you know? And last night, it kind of threw me off because when the Oscars were like already halfway over, it was still light out. And I was like, what is happening? So, you know, it kind of threw me a little bit. Chris just texted in and confirms that Arizona is the only state that does not change their clocks. Thank you for that. Okay. I knew one of them did. I knew somebody in this country had it together enough to not change their clock. So thank you, Arizona, for being the voice of reason in what everybody else seems like they're completely in disarray when they do this. So
let's get on board with Arizona. Come on.
It might be the first time I've ever said that about Arizona. Let's get on board with what they're doing. I don't tend to say that very often. And again, I'm talking about the heat. Nobody needs that.
Exactly.
Hey, so we've got sports coming up in just a moment, and in case everybody's lost track of time because it's been a bajillion years since we've talked about the NFL at this point, free agency starts Wednesday at 3 p.m., which means legal tampering for new free agents on teams starts today at 11 a.m. Now, if you haven't been keeping up to date with the Packers news, I've a few things, okay, to keep in mind here as we go about free agency. A.J. Dillon and Darnell Savage, reports from local reporters, they are not expected to be re-signed to the team. And we just got confirmation yesterday afternoon that Devondre Campbell is expected to be released on Wednesday when free agency starts. They'll save a few million dollars in cap space with that move as well. There's no word yet on David Bakhtiari, so we're just kind of waiting for that one. You would think if they were going to make a move, they might have already done that with Bach, unless they feel like they want to wait till free agency. Who really knows at this point, but everybody's kind of waiting to hear what they do with Bakhtiari. We know that there's a whole lot of millions they can save if they make that release. There's also some dead money involved. We'll see if Aaron Rodgers really wants him on the Jets, though. We all know that Aaron Rodgers is the best GM the Jets have ever had. Look how that went last year. So there's that as well. Now, if you've been following anything that's been going on in the offseason here in the NFC North, Chicago has no idea what they're going to do with Justin Fields. They've been trying to trade him. A lot of teams are just not buying into the hype around Justin Fields because of the product they've seen over the last few seasons. Kirk Cousins, he is going to test out free agency as far as everybody can tell. Those were reports that came in late last night. Minnesota not out of the mix, but it turns out that Kirk Cousins wants to see kind of what's out there. Now, I got to say this, as a Packers fan, watching the Vikings, you know, actually make some decent moves over the last few years, Finn, I'm genuinely torn between whether or not I want them to give him another insane contract or continue to be stuck in no man's land or, you know, maybe be desperate for a quarterback. I don't really know how I feel about that one and how I want them to go. I just know that whatever they do, it looks better for the Packers in the NFC North. So there is that. There's been a lot of safeties. Packers fans, you know this. They need safeties. They need to rebuild that room. And for some reason, this is going to be a very good safety free agency. There's been a lot of high-end safeties that have been released from teams already, and it sounds like the Packers are going to try to snag a couple of those with what they have in cap space. So, good news, especially if you didn't want to see Darnell Savage back on the field. So, hopefully, truly, though, I mean, I think in the right system, he would be really good. I just don't think he's going to fit in with what they plan on doing with this defense with a new defensive coordinator. Sure. But anyway, so there's a few tidbits of information that you can watch over the next few days. Obviously, if they're going to go get a safety. We'll probably hear about it later today or early tomorrow based off of the fact that the legal tampering period starts today at 11 a.m. So there is that. Otherwise, you know, they're going to have to rebuild and draft, and or they're going to have to go that second tier level of guys, which is okay. But when you really have nothing that you're starting with in your safety room, you might want to go bigger. That's what Chris Hovland and I have decided in text. We're like, you might not want to ride the wave and go the second tier guys. You might want to go get a first tier guy. Kind of thing. And Goody, we've all seen him do that in past years. So they've got the cap space to do it though this year. And there's a true need. So I think you're going to see Goody be a little bit more active in this first wave of free agency. So it should be an interesting next couple of days. Obviously, Mike Ganger's keeping an eye on it. Chris Hovland and I keep texting. So we'll bring you updates as we absolutely know them. But as of right now, it's an official new league year almost upon us. And you know that football fans just can't help themselves. Yeah. Everybody's excited already. We're just a few weeks away from another draft, which is even crazier. And the Packers were just awarded three more compensatory picks this weekend. So for guys they lost last year. So Goody's in good position to move some pieces around. Maybe, you know, if he wants to trade up, if he wants to stay where he's at. I mean, he's in good position with a whole lot of draft picks this year. So should be a lot of fun the next few weeks. Now, of course, we're going to talk some more sports with Mike Ganger in just a moment. We'll also have a detailed look at your forecast. Finn, it's going to be beautiful over the next couple of days. Lots of sun today, 66, even warmer tomorrow. Sean Cable will tell you more next on Max FM.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier, turn to the experts.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
Kanamichi Craft Bar in Baraboo is the perfect place to meet family and friends for get-togethers and events. They have amazing charcuterie boards, wine from across the globe, craft beer and cocktails, retail wine, and gift cards. Kanamichi is at 126 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Be sure to check out their Facebook posts for more upcoming live music, comedy, game nights, and events. Kanamichi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Champions were crowned in girls basketball this past weekend at the Rush Center in Green Bay. Arrowhead gets the 69-59 win over Neenah to take the Division I crown. Pewaukee got the better of Notre Dame 60-52, the final there for Division II. Edgewood, state champions in Division III. It was a 55-52 win over Xavier for the Crusaders. Laconia 47, Cuba City 43 in the Division IV championship game. And in Division V, an OT contest, but Albany Monticello gets the win over Lena 57-54. State matchups are set for the semifinals for the boys. That's going to get started on Thursday at the Kohl Center in Madison. Division 3 will open up play on Thursday with St. Thomas More versus Prescott. Then after that, it's Marathon and Kenosha St. Joseph Catholic and Aquinas and Mineral Point there in the Division 4 games. Semifinals for Divisions 1, 2, and 5 will be held on Friday, and all five championship games will be coming up on Saturday. Badger men's basketball team wrap up the regular season with a 78-70 loss to the number 3 team in the country, Purdue.
Big Ten tournament is set on Wednesday. It's going to be Rutgers and Maryland meeting in the 13 versus 12 matchup. 14 versus 11 will see Michigan meet Penn State. Wisconsin awaits the winner of that Rutgers and Maryland game. Badgers will play their first matchup 25 minutes after the 11 a.m. game between Minnesota and Michigan State wraps up on Thursday. This year's Big Ten tournament takes place at the Target Center in Minneapolis. And after falling to the Lakers on Friday night, the Bucks bounced back with a 124-117 win on the road against the LA Clippers yesterday. Damian Lillard led the way with 35 points, had 11 assists. It was Giannis with 34 and 10 assists for the game. He had 7 rebounds as well. According to the Bucks' official X account, Giannis and Dame are the first duo in NBA history to have 20-plus points and 10-plus assists in back-to-back games. One final game to wrap up the California road trip is they're going to be going against Sacramento 9 o'clock tomorrow night. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Anger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
We have a couple of really nice days coming up here today. Mostly sunny, our high 66 this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 45. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 70. We do have a chance of scattered showers by Thursday. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. Their number, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 38.
99.7.
It's 8:52 right now. We hope you are having a great start to your Monday. Thank you so much for joining us. We always appreciate it. Genesis Now, this is Invisible Touch on 99.7 Max FM.
She seems to
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:55 right now. And Finn, of course, the Highway 33 reconstruction project through Baraboo continues. And just a quick little update as of today, as you're making your way around trying to navigate all the side roads, there's going to be some road changes in West Baraboo. Willow Street and Hill Street will be closed, and new open roads for cross traffic are going to be Connie Road and Cedar Street. Now, these new roads will be open all day today as you're trying to make your way around. So obviously we're talking right over by the school area, so please be careful. Please make sure if you're going to be out and about today, you give yourself a little extra time as well, just because everybody's trying to navigate their way around. All those quiet little sides.
Construction season is what it is.
It is. Yeah. It is. And it's going to be for quite a while when they do this reconstruction project, which of course is much needed. I've also heard from some other people in the area, like a lot of your semi drivers and things, that they're like, this is just killing some of the big trucks, and I can't even imagine. So thank you to everybody for your patience, and thank you to the crews who are working really, really hard to do this project. The other day I had a chance to sit and kind of watch them while they were doing their thing, and they had all of the big machinery out there. I don't know the technical names for them, but I was like, wow, that is some heavy literally heavy lifting that they're doing out there. So hopefully it'll end sooner than later, before we even know it, kind of thing. And think of how amazing that road is going to be when you drive down it. Instead of losing a tire in a pothole, should be nice and smooth, should be no issue. So again, just have a little patience, and remember, for up-to-date information, you could just have to go over to Facebook. It's Highway 33 Reconstruction Project. That's Highway HWY, by the way, and you can like it, and you're going to get up-to-date information on what's actually happening and where all those changes and open areas are and closed areas, and when they, you know, choose to open other areas, you're going to know about what's happening basically on a day-to-day basis. So check it out, like it, and then you can, you know, actually look at that in the mornings before you head out the door. Because we know, we know that some days it's going to be a really quickly changing process, and that there are going to be some weeks when it might change day to day, right, as they're doing this work. So just keep an eye on that so you get all of the best information. Now, we've got some celebrating to do with our calendar days here today, and there's some good ones on this list. So we're going to start out with Debunking Day. Now, we know that there's a lot of false claims and assertions out there, and a lot of exaggerations of the truth. So Debunking Day gives all of us the chance to set the record straight on whatever false and inaccurate pieces of information have been troubling us the most. How much time do you actually have to be on social media today to make that happen would be my question to you. But
well, it is a Monday. So
It is a Monday. So there is that. Today is also Dream Day. Well, we're going to dream it's not Monday in the middle of a time change, and we're going to dream of being outside because it's going to be absolutely gorgeous. That's how I feel like we should celebrate Dream Day. I don't care what the intended purpose is. I know how I'm celebrating it, and that's how we're doing this thing. Today, I love this. Fill Our Staplers Day is also today. Ooh. Well, you know, it's not exciting, but it is a practical task, and sometimes we forget to do so, you know, and then all of a sudden you're trying to staple something together, and you get upset because, well, it ran out of staples. So it's kind of like changing the batteries in the fire alarms.
Week. Yeah. Up on daylight savings time,
exactly.
We talked about, you know, change the battery,
yes,
in your smoke alarm, and turn the mattress around.
Yes, because you do it twice a year, kind of thing. Yeah, so that you don't get worn in one spot too badly. See, if you fill up the staplers date twice a year on the Monday you return from a time change, you're good to go. You're never going to run out again. I don't know why this would be such a concern, but, you know, for some people it might be. Today is also Johnny Appleseed Day. I love Johnny Appleseed, all the stories that you used to learn in elementary school. I wonder if they still teach Johnny Appleseed. He was the famous apple tree planter whose real name, though, was John Chapman. We actually celebrate Johnny Appleseed Day on March 11th and September 26th. And, you know, so we know that he went around the country, and we know